Good afternoon. We would like to welcome you to the March 10th meeting of the Savannah Historic District Board of Review. The purpose of this board is to promote the educational, cultural, economic, and general welfare of the city of Savannah. This board is appointed by city council and is not affiliated with any profit or not and nonprofit organization. Preservation standards, visual compatibility factors, and design standards established in the City of Savannah zoning ordinance are the basis for evaluating the compatibility of changes and new development. The board cannot consider criteria not specifically identified within the ordinance. Items such as landscaping, parking availability, traffic, noise, and impact on property values are not within the board's purview and cannot be a factor in the issuance or denial of a certificate of appropriateness. Similarly, personal preferences will not be the basis for a decision. At this time, we want to ask that everybody ensure that your microphones are muted to make sure that we can capture all testimonies submitted on each petition is recorded clearly for the record. All right, so we'll move on to the signposting. Members of the board receive packages containing applications in the week prior to the meeting and individually visit the sites of the projects. If a project is not properly posted, it is removed from the agenda and rescheduled. Were there any projects that were not posted this month? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. These items have been found by the preservation officer to be in accordance with the preservation standards, visual compatibility factors, and design standards, and have apparent consensus with no known objections from the public. Is there any member of the public or any board member who wishes to remove an item from the consent agenda to the regular agenda? Okay, for just to record for the record, I will read the items that are on the consent agenda before we enter go into a motion and a vote. Item number one, and the consent agenda is the petition of Thomas and Hutton Engineering, petition number 21-000818-COA, 433 Tatnall Street, courtyard wall alterations and driveway installation. Item number two, the petition of Alex Gonzalez, petition number 21-000840-COA, at 232 Price Street, amendment of a previous COA. Item number three, petition of GM Shea Architecture. Petition number 16-006852-COA at 630 East River Street, amendment of a previous COA. Item number four, that's the petition of Studio Architects, petition number 21-000841-COA 601 Indian Street, signs. Item number five, the petition of Shaw Architecture. Petition number 21-000904-COA 408 East Taylor Street, alterations to a non-historic rear addition. And I think that concludes our consent agenda. So if there are no members of the public or any board members that wishes to remove any of those items from the consent agenda to the regular, we'll entertain a vote, a motion and a vote. Okay, I got Ms. Taylor, thank you.
This is Ellie, I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Isaacs, and thank you, Ms. Taylor. So there's a motion on the floor to approve the consent agenda and made by Ms. Taylor and seconded by Ms. Isaacs. There's no discussion on that. We'll entertain a vote. Ms. Taylor, how do you vote?
Aye.
Okay. Ms. Isaacs, how do you vote?
Aye.
Okay. Ms. Lynch?
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Altshuler?
Aye.
Thank you. And Mr. Bodick?
Aye.
Thank you. And I don't believe any other board members have joined the meeting. Therefore, the motion is approved and the consent agenda passes. So we'll move on to the adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the adoption of the agenda?
Altshuler, so moved.
Thank you, Mr. Altshuler. Have a second.
Second. Mr. Bodick, a second.
Thank you, Mr. Bodick. Okay. We'll entertain a vote. Ms. Taylor, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you. Ms. Isaacs?
Aye.
Thank you. Ms. Lynch?
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Altshuler?
Aye.
And Mr. Bodick?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carries and the agenda is the adoption of the agenda is approved. Okay, we'll move on to the approval of the minutes. Minutes from the previous meeting are attached to the agenda. You feel free to review those. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the February 10th meeting?
So moved. This is Mr. Bodick.
Thank you, Mr. Bodick. Have a second.
Altshuler, second.
Thank you, Mr. Altshuler. All right. We'll entertain a vote. Ms. Taylor, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you. Ms. Isaacs?
Aye.
Thank you. Ms. Lynch?
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Altshuler?
Aye.
And Mr. Bodick?
Aye.
Thank you. And the meeting minutes from the February HDBR meeting are approved. Now we'll move on to the items requested to be removed from the final agenda. There are none listed. Therefore, we'll move on to the continued agenda. These applications have been requested to be continued to the following meeting. I'm going to read the items for the record. Item number 8 is the petition of GM Shea Architecture, petition number 17-002-122-COA at 602 East River Street, Hotel Ann, New Construction Part 2 Design Details. Item number 9, petition of Sotil and Sotil, petition number 20-005548-COA, 336 Barnard Street, non-contributing demolition and new construction part 2 design details. Item number 10, the petition of J. Elder Studio LLC, petition number 065-COA at 442 East Bay Street, alterations. Item number 11, that is the petition of Amy Schumann, petition number 21-000-211-COA at 524 East Charlton Street, amendment for after the fact window alteration. Item number 12, petition of LS3P, Emily Dawson, petition number 21-000-257-COA, 501 East Bay Street, new construction part 2 design details. And item number 13, petition of Lynch Associates Architects, petition number 21-000-280-COA, 400 West Congress Street, new construction part 2 design details. Okay. Is there a motion to continue the items on the continued agenda?
So moved. This is Nan Taylor.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor.